We've previously run a story on an area of the lower Murrumbidgee River in the Riverina area of New South Wales called Nimicarra. This has nationally significant wetlands. The area is of great significance to the Ngari Ngari people, who are now an integral part of the ecological and cultural restoration. I asked Renee Woods, Operations Manager of the Ngari Ngari Tribal Council, just what the involvement of the local people was in the planning of this conservation and renewal project.
Yeah, so during the consultation with New South Wales Government and the Hay and Burrinal communities and others over the last few years, some of the objectives from the Hay and Burrinal communities that the mob had put forward have been written into what they call the Land Water Management Plan, which is the document that the new consortium or the successful land manager and opponents have to follow. And the objectives of both Hay and Burrinal communities are written into that document. So some outcomes around health, management of on country, as well as the culture and heritage of the whole entire Nimicarra area is quite significant to the Hay and Burrinal communities. There is some really old artefacts and features in that landscape that date back thousands of years that we now get an opportunity to manage again, as we manage country up to 50,000 years ago.
Are they actual sites and so forth, or is it more to do with the way in which some of the water and land is managed?
So the whole project is about the enhancement of the culture and heritage, as well as the maintaining and enhancement of all the wetland areas and the core conservation areas. So it's managed both the culture and heritage and the water and the wetlands as traditional owners have done within the basin for thousands of years. So to be back there and managing highly significant wetlands and culture and heritage areas, which are not just water values, the culture and heritage landscape down there is quite high. There's a number of massive burial grounds as well as artifact scatters, which is significant to the area because there's no natural stone in the Nimicarra area. So that stone was obviously traded in along the song lines from Victoria up north up towards Rankin Springs in New South Wales. So there's quite a number of distances for that stone to be out there and within that landscape.
And so those stone artefacts, what sort of things would have been traded normally for them?
There was the kangaroo, the basket weaving, the reeds and that aspect, because there was an abundance of kabangi and different water values down there that we traded out. So we call it the supermarket of our country. The mob didn't have to go anywhere. It was all there. It was all laid on in front of you down in that area. When you walk from mound to mound within the landscape down there, you could see and feel that just how significant the area is.
And has there been a lot of stories relating to the water, around the bird life and the fish life as well?
Look, the fish and the native birds and animals that migrate down there each year during the water and events, and they were highly significant cultural values to the Aboriginal people and our ancestors over the years, and continue to be today. The 90,000 pairs of pelicans that were down there last year was a key cultural value that's been restored in the area. The Yulumba storage, which is a key habitat for native birds as well, that's looking to be extended to create even more habitat. And hopefully to restore what they call the inland sea that explorers come across years ago, this massive amount of water across that landscape, which was quite hard to get through, and our people travelled from mound to mound, the high pieces of country, and navigated through by understanding country and managing it.
And I understand there's opportunities for eco-tourism ventures. Would that be something that the Ngari Ngari people would be involved in?
Yes, the ecotourism, the cultural tours, all that activity that was part of the objectives that were put forward by the mob during the consultation, those opportunities are going to be there into the future. We want to see TOs back on country and managing and living and working daily and sharing our rich culture and heritage in that area, and telling the story of our people for the last 50,000 years.
And it sounds like that there's still going to be some viable commercial agriculture as well in the area.
So the opportunity around the economic development is there is some productive land area captured in the land water management plan. So we can dry land crop or irrigated cropping if we can purchase some water or bring some water in separate to the environmental water, but also some cattle and sheep for an income there, or even create our own stocking company that we're the beneficiaries of moving forward.
Renee Woods, Operations Manager of the Ngarri Ngarri Tribal Council, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.